What happens when a licensed trauma therapist
and a totally unlicensed curious human
team up to talk mental health, intuition, and all the weird little parts inside us?
You get This Way In, a podcast about everyday well-being, parts work, healing, and the woo-woo stuff most therapists won't touch.
We're not your therapists, but we might be your tour guides you didn't know you needed.
Subscribe now so you'll automatically be notified when we launch this puppy.
Find us on Spotify, Amazon, and all your favorite podcast apps.
Ghost stories are always scarier when they're told by the very people who experience them. Hi, I'm Becky.
And I'm Diana.
And we're the hosts of the Homespun Haints podcast.
We talk to people just like you who have come face to face with ghosts, demons, haints, and other strange paranormal phenomena. All of it makes for a chilling good time.
So grab yourself a sweet tea, turn off the lights, and listen to some eerie, true ghost stories on Homespun Haints, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not scared. Are you?
This is like his home area, like his lair.
Thanks for joining us again. This week, we discussed the Dead Files episode Death Sentence, sometimes listed as Prisoner of Shadows, which is how we referred to it last week when we mentioned it. This was Megan's choice, so I'll let her tell you why she chose it.
Sure. So I chose this because last week, there are a couple of prisons closing in Minnesota, and I went to a career fair at one of them, and it was very, very, very spooky. I would bet money that that place is super duper haunted.
Oh, sure.
I believe it's the oldest correctional facility in Minnesota, the Stillwater Correctional Facility.
Oh, that was Stillwater. I didn't know you were in Stillwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty famous one, actually.
Yeah, so they're closing it. And so I just saw this and I had prisoners on the mind. And so as one does. So I just saw that it took place in a prison and I was like, hey. I bet that's really good. I bet it's super haunted. And we were
It was.
So that's why I chose it.
Yeah. Good.
It was a very good episode. I did too.
I'm glad you chose it. One of the things that was cool about it, which you'll hear about real soon when the actual episode starts, but what I thought was really cool was it was one of the ones where they broke protocol and Amy and Steve met during the investigation. So before the reveal.
Yep.
So look out for that. I think we've done two of those. I don't know if there's more than that. I think there might be one more, but I'm not positive. But anyway.
Yeah.
Housekeeping, fun fact, when this episode comes out, I will be in Scotland.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it comes out the day I leave. So I guess I won't really be in Scotland. I'll be on my way.
You'll be on the way.
That way. I will be on a plane probably when this comes out.
Yep. En route.
Yep. And so we will not be recording during my 2 weeks there.
No.
So there might be a gap here in November sometime when these episodes come out. So, because we have a couple more that we're doing this, you know, before I go. Mm-hmm. So you should have episodes in the next couple of times. I don't want to say weeks because we go every 2 weeks, but you know what I mean? In November, we might have a gap in episodes. So
try to live without us.
Yeah, try. You'll be okay. You can grab an old one and re-listen to it. So join our Patreon because then you can be a part of our October birthday happy hour / live recording, which
birthday
we're going to
do.
So I think we're going to do it on that Sunday, which is October 26, I believe.
Ooh.
So join our Patreon before that. And if you don't enjoy it, you can always cancel. You know, you don't have to pay for a whole year. You can.
No, you don't.
You save some money that way. No. But you don't have to.
You don't just have to
pay your
$3 or $5
and join us for that. I would like to have a lot of people at that. I think that would be really fun.
I do too.
Is and it then you can chat with us the whole time.
I was just going to say, so if you can chat with us, you could ask us questions.
Yeah. Yep.
Burning questions. You've
burning
always
questions
wanted
for
to
us.
Know.
Yep. Yep. So,
like, what's Megan's favorite color? Yeah. Has she ever actually shit her pants? You'll just have to tune
Inquiring
in.
Inquiring minds want to know.
They do. Yep. Ask that. You're asking the tough questions.
Yep. Yep.
That others are scared to ask.
That's right. So that's what we're doing. That'll be fun. We hope you enjoy this episode. We had a good time recording it.
Yes.
And we liked this episode too. So
enjoy.
Enjoy. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Tonight, as mentioned, we are discussing Death Sentence, aka Prisoner of Shadows. Megan is here with your overview. Take it away.
Thank you. On this episode of The Dead Files, Steve examines a prison's bloody past through firsthand accounts. He meets with Sandy, the client, who reached out to The Dead Files saying that she's an actress, and after shooting a film in this prison where she played a prisoner, she has started having experiences at her home. Sandy claims she was locked in a cell by a shadow man who then tormented her afterwards. When filming wrapped, she took a piece of the prison home with her, a hat that she found that she thought her kids would like. Steve speaks with two former correctional officers, or prison guards, who recount their own paranormal experiences. He also speaks with a former inmate who experienced the 1980 riot firsthand, uncovering the penitentiary's dark secrets and notorious history. On her walk, Amy encounters what she terms a malevolent shadow devil, which is a murderous and evil entity she perceives within the prison's haunting walls. Additionally, she sees several crazy people climbing up the walls. To me, this episode stood out because, unlike the show's typical protocol, Amy breaks the rules and makes contact with Steve before the official reveal segment, adding a layer of deviation and mystery from the format. Will Amy be able to help Sandy get rid of the entity tormenting her at home? Or will Sandy need to get out? Stay tuned to see if the activity continues.
All right. Well, I really liked this episode.
I have mixed feelings.
I liked it for a lot of reasons. Yeah. It was scary. That's why I told you to watch it in the daytime.
Which is so funny because, no, I didn't think it was scary.
See, I thought it was scary because of the filming things they did.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning, right when they cut away from Amy in the beginning and you can hear the insects buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading once a long time ago that The Exorcist, and I think Amityville Horror as well, use insect buzzing in order to...
stress you out.
In order to, because a lot of people are scared of bugs like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they put that in there to create this
sense
of
unease. On edge.
Yeah. To let you know, this is really the scary part.
I thought it was really funny in the beginning when, first of all, we start up, boom, ring shot right away. I mean, it is season
right
one,
away.
Though. So, I mean, we're going to have a lot of those. But I thought it was so funny that Matt is dramatically walking the prison. And
know.
He's like, because this is a prison, I need to make sure to cover up anything that might influence Amy. And I'm like, bro, she knows it's a prison. Like, she's influenced. Like, it doesn't matter what you have out there. But
yeah, he was just covering like pictures of the wardens and stuff like that. Which,
I tell you what, Matt is so cute.
He is cute.
He is such a cutie. I don't know how she let him go, but we don't know behind the scenes.
We don't know.
So we meet Sandy. She is an actress.
Mm-hmm.
She worked on a film where she played a prisoner and it was shot on the set. They were only there for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Since leaving, though, she said that she's had a bunch of things happen to her, including she's gotten an ulcer.
Yeah. Which,
and I'm like, oh, well, the only explanation
paranormal. Yeah.
I mean, clearly. So then Steve's like, are you going to be able to show me some of these places? And she's like, yeah, no problem. But then 2 seconds later, she's like, I was crying to my friend last night about coming back. And I'm like, I don't know.
And I was like, I know she's an actress. So, I was like, she's probably been like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. I mean, I was, bawling my eyes out to my friend. But I'm an actress. I can do it.
Mm-hmm. I'll save my thoughts about Sandy for the reveal.
Okay.
So, Amy, you had a comment here.
When Amy says...
It's like haunted. whole place is haunted.
And I'm like, ma'am, do you know what show you're on? This and is I'm a like, show about ghosts.
And I'm like, Amy's like, wait, did you guys bring me somewhere where there are ghosts? I did not sign up for this. Yeah.
I had no idea.
I did not know. So really, to me, the only kind of thing of note that Sandy talked about was when she was on set in the prison playing a guard. And she claims
she was playing a prisoner.
Sorry, she was playing a prisoner. Yeah. I just said that 2 minutes ago. I read the word guard.
Oh.
I just said that.
I do that all the time.
I know. And she was supposed to be locked in a cell, and she heard a voice behind her go, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And she thought it was a crew member. And so she's like, oh, I'm fine. How are you? And then the voice said, well, I'm good now. Mm-hmm. And then she turned around and nobody was there.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll scare you.
And she's like, I almost peed my pants. And I'm like, Sandy, you and me, girl.
I know. Same. And I was like, I wonder if she really said shit my pants and they made her redo it.
She probably did. Because I would not be like, oh, I peed. I would have been like, I would have full on shit.
Yeah.
Just all down my leg. So we're kind of going through the walk. And then we get to block E2. And Sandy. So they finished wrapping shooting for this movie.
Yeah.
And she saw a hat. And this is after she's already had her experience.
Right.
Everybody. She's been locked in the cell. She heard the voice. After all of this, she sees a hat that she thinks her sons would like.
Mm-hmm.
So she grabbed it and she took it home.
Yeah. As you do.
I mean, that's what I would do. And even Steve was like,
yeah,
Sandy.
Even Steve, who doesn't believe in any of this, was like,
and this is season one, everybody. Yeah. This is season one. We're not talking about, you know, veteran Steve, season 10. He's seen it all. He, you know, this is season one.
Right. Yeah. I liked how he kind of gave her a little bit of the what for there. Like, really?
Yeah. And he's seriously like, did you not? You thought that was a good idea?
Yeah.
Like, you really thought to myself. She's like,
well, now I don't, but.
Then what? So she brings it home and stuff starts happening at her house. Then what does she do, Amy? What does she do with it?
Oh, she doesn't want it around anymore. So she burns it in her fireplace.
Burns it.
Yeah.
Great.
Which, you know what? I wouldn't necessarily have known that that was a bad thing to do. You know, I would have thought. You know, like when we see like a haunted house and we're like, oh, just burn it to the ground, you know?
Yeah.
I can see why she would have thought that was a good way to get rid of it. And she even said like, oh, I thought the smoke would go up out of the chimney, you know? But it did not.
No. I mean, the smoke did go out of the chimney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it did not get rid of it.
Nothing else did.
Yeah.
I would just throw it out of the house. Like, I don't think first I wouldn't have taken it in the first place, but. Right. I would just have put it out of the house. I would have tried to take it back if I could.
Oh yeah, I would have.
But I don't know where Sandy lives. Like,
right.
I don't
know.
She might not live there. So
she must live kind of close though, because of when they broke protocol.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Because Amy went to her house.
Yeah, Amy did a walk in her house.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, you already said that in the beginning. So.
I know.
I wasn't going to say it, but then I was like, you said it in the beginning, so it's fine.
I will say, you can definitely tell that they're still getting a vibe for how they're going to do the show.
Yeah.
Just because I felt like it was very, very dramatic.
Yes.
You know, like Steve and Amy meeting, he's in a trench coat and she's in a long trench coat and it's black and they're under a street
light. They're under a street light, like The Exorcist.
And it's like a slow-mo walk and Amy's like, this is bad. And Steve's like, do you want to do a walk of her house? But it's just it's just so dramatic. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I like it. Frankly, I think it's cool. I like the insects buzzing and the, I mean, I swear whoever directed this is a fan of The Exorcist, because there's a couple things. Those two things, both were very similar to, or very like taken from The Exorcist, like an homage or whatever.
Yeah. One thing I thought that was very, very interesting that Steve pointed out is, so Steve interviewed two of the former correctional officers or prison guards. One of them, the first one I believe he interviewed, said how in the academy, they're taught when they're training for this, they're told about the paranormal stuff happening in the prison.
Yeah.
In the academy and in training. And Steve is like, I've never heard of, I'm sorry, I'm very handsy tonight. I've never heard
Keep your hands to yourself.
Hey, I've never heard of a training manual or training police like bringing up paranormal stuff. And I was like, that is.
Yeah. Because mostly they don't believe in it.
No,
so
they don't.
That would be silly to bring it up.
Because they're very like factual and science and evidence and.
Yep.
You know, a ghost can't do it. You know, a person has to. So
yeah.
That to me, I thought that was really, really interesting.
It was interesting. Oh, I want to mention before we even hit the first commercial break is when she brought up demons. So we'll put that on the bingo card.
Yeah. Bingo.
And then also the way Amy said hole when she was talking about how she realized there was a hole there down in the basement. And she's like, there's a hole. But she whispered the word hole and really drew it out. Like, there's a hole.
Is there a hole? There has to be a hole. Where's the hole?
Almost like she was obsessed.
Yeah.
Like, there's she a hole. There's got to be a hole. There's a hole somewhere. There's got to be a hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
Yeah, and then they found the hole.
Yeah, they found it was gross. And it was standing water. And
yeah. And there was a hole in Sandy's house, too, in the ceiling of the bathroom where the thing was coming in, the mist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And the second prison guard, when he was interviewing him, he didn't even want to be there.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't want to be here.
Is that Leon?
Yeah, Leon.
Leon, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, you know, the bones and the groans.
Yeah, because Steve was asking him, did he have any experiences? And he's like, yeah, I heard stuff. And yeah. One thing that Amy said that I thought was really interesting. So when she was in the laundry room where that hole was, she said she could see people crawling on the walls. And she said they look like voodoo dolls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that has to be so scary for her to be seen.
Yeah.
In a prison.
Yeah. I don't know how she does it. I really don't.
She's so brave.
I mean, obviously that's why she needed a break, you know? So you can't blame her. If you saw shit like that every day, you wouldn't want to go to work every day either. So
no,
I get it.
No. And that's not even including what she experiences outside of the dead files. Because it's not like she gets to the place and when she leaves, she stops it. Like, no more, guys. Like, people are constantly becoming to her and hearing like.
Yeah. Well, she said a lot of times that. The spirits know she's going someplace before she does. And so they come to her either at home or, you know, in the hotel the night before or something. And so, but I think that she does have to be, quote unquote, open for that to happen. So
that's true.
And maybe back in the beginning, she wasn't as good at shutting it down as she became after, you know, 14 years on the show. Because I think that when she quit, I believe she said that she basically shut down.
Yeah.
And she doesn't open herself up anymore. Maybe she does now, but for a long time she didn't.
I'm sure she didn't. I'm sure she was just exhausted by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically.
It took a toll
draining.
On her physically too. She was really sick. I mean,
in this episode alone, she said she tasted blood and her head hurt. And so now we're in the investigation part and we meet with Mike Gallagher, who researched the 1980 prison riot.
Yeah.
And so while we're learning about that, you see Amy and she's holding her head and she can barely talk. And she's like, ooh, ow, it hurts. Yeah. And she's like, my mouth is full of blood. And like, oh my God, it's.
Yeah. The reason she was feeling all that is the stuff that went on during the riot, which we don't have to get into details because it's absolutely hideous.
Horrendous.
Hideous. Like you can't even believe that humans can do this to each other.
That just goes to show you, and I will stand by this, that mob mentality is the most dangerous thing in the entire world.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, I guarantee you that I bet none of the prisoners alone would have done what they did.
Sure.
But you get them together.
And they're egged on by each other, and they have to be more, you know, they have to be the more violent one. Otherwise, they're going to get their ass kicked right. next time. And, you know, so that's it amps up everything, and they're in competition with each other. And yeah.
So we're not going to really talk about that. But if you want to read about it, it's the 1980 prison riot. It is probably one of the bloodiest in American history, if not the bloodiest.
Yeah. I did find some stuff on it. I won't. We'll talk about it at the end. But I have some links in the. I'll put them in the show notes. So if you're interested in looking at more, you can either go to the show notes or go to our website and read the blog post, and you can find them there.
But very violent.
But be careful, because it's really bad.
It's really bad. Yeah. So just be warned. It's not great. So Mike Gallagher goes, literally, that prison blew up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, Mike. Literally means actually, means actual. Like it wasn't blown up. It's still standing. Yeah. And then when they talk to, this is coming up, but when they talk to the guy who lived through it, you know, who was there, and he said that he heard and saw paranormal things before and after the riot, which means that he was still a prisoner there after the riot. Mm-hmm. So it did not blow up. It did not. I know he was meant emotionally,
metaphorically,
or, you know, but he did say literally, and it really really bugs me when people say literally when they don't mean literally. Don't say that word when you don't mean it.
Yeah
Okay, I'm off my soapbox now. It really bugs me though.
Yeah, so I'm gonna stop saying literally.
Well, if it really is literal, then yeah, that makes sense. But
literally peed my pants.
Yeah.
I literally peed my pants.
Did you really? Do you need a break?
No. I do not.
Okay.
There was one part in the walk where Amy starts acting super, super weird. Yeah. And she kind of has super her weird. Head down, and she's just like, like groaning. And Matt, because they were married, was very worried. And he's like, are you okay? Are you okay? And then she starts to look over her shoulder, and it cuts to commercial.
Yeah.
And then they never went back to it. And then we never find out what that was all about.
Well, they did, but they cut it differently.
Yes.
So it was
anticlimactic.
Yeah. But when it went to commercial, I was like, holy shit. I thought she was going to turn around and be like, you know.
Because she
like,
started to turn. Scare. Her face started to turn, and then they cut.
Yeah.
And I thought she was going to look possessed. I thought she was going to look jumped.
Yeah.
And
she may have been channeling at
that
time.
She may have,
because she was saying, Jack, oh no, we've got a situation. Like she was saying, like what they were saying,
and it was like very creepy, and her like out of the side of her mouth, and it was not her voice, and and again, I know we've said this before, but this is season one. They're still, I mean, she's still a baby medium in the Dead Files world, you know.
Yeah.
She might, like Amy said, she might not have had the control that she had
in
season 15.
Yeah. But that was the point where when she was doing that and she peeked over her shoulder like that, that was when she was, when she had the blood in her mouth. Because then when she turned around and she was normal, well, I mean, she was still feeling the pain and everything, but she didn't have like a demon face or anything. And she said to Matt, I feel like I got hit back here, and then I feel like, and she's going, and she said, I there's a lot of blood in my mouth.
Yeah, she said there's blood all in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, can bless you imagine?
That's bless so nasty. Bless her.
Yeah.
So we do, like Amy said, we do talk to a former inmate who wished to remain anonymous, so they didn't show any part of him, but they heard, you know, you heard him talking, and I mean, he compared the riot to Vietnam.
Yeah. Yeah. He said it was something like it was almost as bad as Vietnam or something like that. And I was like, it sounds like it might have been worse. I don't know. I wasn't in Vietnam. But I mean, it doesn't sound to me similar to war. It was really, really brutal, personally brutal to each other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he calls it the devil's shop.
Mm-hmm. The whole prison he called the devil's shop.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that they shut it down. It's no longer a prison anymore.
Yeah. They use it for films.
Yeah.
They use it for as a filming location and tours.
Interesting. Do you know what films have been shot there?
I do. We'll get to that at the end.
You're so
I even found, I found some good stuff. So I'll tell you when we get there in our segment at the end.
Sure. So then Amy sees another hole that something comes out of. So we
that
have
was
a lot
at
of
Sandy's
holes.
House, right?
Yeah, that was at Sandy's yeah. house. Because they walk Sandy's house.
Yeah.
And she gets to Sandy's house and she's like, I don't like it here.
Yeah.
She's like, this is bad, bad, bad. She mm-hmm. sees mist floating around. So it's almost like Sandy took something from the prison and then brought it to her house.
It's almost like this could
maybe
have been prevented.
Don't do that. Yeah, it's like those people who are like in the woods and they're like, I found this box that's sealed with wax and it looks like it was buried and I'm going to open it. And I'm like, have you never seen a horror movie ever?
Right. Yeah. Maybe not.
I have not. And even I am like, maybe don't do that.
Maybe that's not a good idea.
Maybe
yeah.
there's a reason it's sealed with wax and has all these symbols on it. And
the, yeah. If you don't understand the symbols. Yeah. If you don't know those symbols and what they mean, don't fucking open it.
Maybe don't. Just maybe just bury it. Maybe bury it deeper.
Just
so
put it back where you found
it. Yeah.
Just put it back where you found it.
Just ignore it. Maybe. Yeah. Just throw
it's not your
out
business.
There. You
Leave
don't
it alone.
Have to look into it.
That's right.
You don't have to take something from the woods.
That's right.
There's nobody making you do that.
No, no, no.
So yeah, that's kind of the end of Sandy's walk. It's just Amy doesn't like it. It's bad and there's mist.
Yeah. They did not spend a lot of time in her house.
No.
Or we didn't see it. Maybe she spent several hours. Who knows?
But then Steve goes to the library.
Library.
The library.
Not the library, the library.
And so all he says is he goes to the library to find out about the massacre that he just talks about. He just mentioned it happened in 1680.
Yeah.
We never talk about
done.
It again.
That's it.
Yeah.
Something about two tribes fighting over the Spanish tribes or
The Native Americans they fought with the Spanish settlers and they humiliated them by taking their clothes and riding them around
He does talk more about it in the reveal, and that's where we hear that stuff.
And I'm like, well, maybe here's a thought. They shouldn't have stolen their land.
Exactly.
So yeah. I'm just saying there's an idea. Yeah. It's so funny because when Steve starts talking about them having to meet and he's like, this is highly unusual.
Yeah.
It makes me think of those memes where they show like the little babies and the babies are like shocked and they're like, never in my 6 months of life. I'm like, highly unusual in our three episodes that we've had.
It's well, just, to be fair, this was episode 19, so there was more.
Why you gotta be like that? Why you gotta come at me with like facts and logic? And
it's literally their 19th episode.
Literally their 19th episode, Megan. I don't know what you're talking about.
Although it might not have been because they probably don't air them in the same order that they record them.
Yeah.
You know, they don't end up on the show in the same order. This very well could have been the third one. That they filmed.
It just made me laugh because he was like, highly unusual. I'm like, oh, really? For the 20 years you've been doing this? The highly
And I was
unusual?
Like, Steve, guess what? I'm from the future and you do it again.
Yeah.
You do it at least one more time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And I think we covered that episode.
Yeah, we did.
Because they met because there was a little girl who was super, super sensitive.
Yeah, and then Amy went and talked to the little girl.
Oh my God,
she
I
was
love
so
you, Amy,
sweet with her.
So much.
I know,
Amy,
she was so
my
sweet.
Best friend. Somewhere Amy's like, some weirdo just channel me.
Yeah. She can feel you, Megan.
I know she can.
She's like, I'm not coming on that show. Those two are nuts.
They're fucking nuts. They're literally nuts.
Literally fucking nuts.
So then we get to the sketch. And Amy's directions to him.
She goes, I need you to draw the scene that I saw. And it's a bunch of people. And then there's a man in the middle, but you can't see him. Okay, so you have to draw
can
this
you draw
man.
That?
But you can't see.
I literally don't know how I could have been more clear. Draw a man, but nobody sees him.
But you can't see it. Yeah.
Can you do that?
They did actually. In the sketch, you can't. He's just a black man.
I know. He did a good job.
But the sketch artist did a good job. But I just thought that was hilarious. You need to draw me something that you can't see.
But you can't see it.
Yeah, you can't see
it. I will say this sketch, not that scary.
Thank you for listening. The Activity Continues. We'll be back after this short break. Enjoying this spooky episode? Did you know we have a Patreon lurking in the shadows? Tiers start at $3 a month, but all tiers get equal access with perks such as ad-free episodes that drop earlier than the public release, virtual happy hours where we swap ghost stories face to face, and other exclusive content like behind the scenes stuff, extras like bingo cards, and bloopers and outtakes too. Join our tight-knit, witchy, cool community that actually gets your paranormal memes. Creep on over to patreon.com/theactivitycontinues. We hope to see you in the Haunted Lounge. Have you ever wanted to sip on something that tastes like a potion and feels like a spell without waking up to a haunted inbox of regret the next day? Yeah, us too. That's why we're still obsessed with Three Spirit, our favorite line of plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs. These drinks are not your average just-add-bubbles mocktails. No, ma'am. These are mood-shifting, spirit-lifting, botanically-enhanced brews made by actual plant nerds, bar wizards, and maybe a forest witch or two. Whether you're conjuring courage for a social gathering, chilling out with your spirit guides, or just vibing solo while listening to a paranormal podcast, like, I don't know, this one, there's a blend for you. Our go-to, the Nightcap. It's like a hug from a friendly ghost. Smooth, dreamy, and perfect before bed. But don't sleep on the others. Each one has its own magic. You can get 15% off your first order with our link. Just head to 3spiritdrinks.com and use code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES at checkout. So raise your glass or your cauldron and drink to your health, your spirits, and maybe even the activity that continues.
We've had much scarier sketches.
Yeah.
Much scarier.
Yeah. And Sandy lost her shit when she saw it. And I was like, really?
Okay. Here's,
she really is an actress.
Here's where I my beef with Sandy started. Okay. In the reveal. Okay. And I believe her. I'm not saying I don't believe her. Okay. She was just emotionless the entire reveal. There was no facial expression. Did she even blink? Like, she was just stoic. But then I felt like she cried when she was supposed to.
Well, it could have been. Like I said, she's an actress.
I know. And is the fact that she's an actress subconsciously skewing me? Maybe. But I just did not. She wasn't my favorite client. I'll say that.
Because I liked her. I like her.
It just felt staged. Like, everything she said felt staged.
I felt like in the reveal when she lost her shit at the sketch that it was a little bit performative.
Over? Yes. Yes. A million percent. Because she's like,
I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it right now.
I can't talk about it.
Yeah. It was very, very dramatic.
And I'm so. Because all Steve asked her was to tell Amy about when she got locked in the stall.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't. Oh,
I can't right now. I can't.
She's like turning around and turning like.
Yeah.
She's verklempt. She was very verklempt. Verklempt.
I don't know if that's verklempt. But,
then we get to the best part of the reveal.
Yeah.
And that's when Sandy tells Amy that she took the hat.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said she burned it. And I thought Amy's face was going to freeze that way.
It was hilarious. I took screenshots and I will put them in the video version of this. But when she said, her eyes look like they're going to pop out of her damn head when she says, and I brought it home. And Amy's like, And then she said, and I burned it in the fireplace. And then Amy goes, oh, shit. And they put the little pixelated over her mouth and peeped her. Oh, my God. It made me laugh.
It's like, Sandy went from bad to worse to worse.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not, you know, again, I agree with you. What, you know, would we have done the same thing? You might have. I say I wouldn't, but we can never know unless we're in that situation.
Right.
So Sandy probably thought she was doing the best that she could. She even said, like you said, in the reveal, she said, I thought that when I burned it, the smoke and whatever was in there would go up the chimney and out my house.
Right. And that does make logical sense.
Yeah.
I mean, if you believe, you know. Oh, I did think it was funny when they show it, when they're talking about the hat, the camera goes to a hat, like a straw hat sitting on a table. And I'm like, well, obviously that's not the hat because the hat's gone. And so what did they just be like, oh, does anybody have a hat I can take a picture of? You know, it was just like, weird.
Ben, do you have a hat? I saw you with straw hat. That's cool. Bring it. Just bring that in.
Well, and the other thing about the hat. Okay. So this, when they were filming there, this was not still a prison. This was a filming location. Mm-hmm. And so that hat did not necessarily have to be something from the prisoner or sometime during the riot. It could have been left by one of the crew members. So I can see why she would think, why she wouldn't think it was haunted. You know, it's not like you're going to go to the museum that the Warrens have and steal something from there. I mean, that you got to know. But
I would never,
you know, she could have just thought, I don't think I'd go there either. But she should have, could have just thought, oh, somebody left it here and and I'll take it. You know, like, I think it's weird that she took it anyway because it probably belonged to somebody.
Right.
But either way, I'm just saying, I don't think you necessarily that hat had to have been haunted.
Yeah.
It's possible that, because Amy did say that something that in Sandy's house was from the other place. So it could have just attached itself to her. And the hat maybe had nothing to do with it. And she also said it came in that hole.
Yeah.
Came in the hole in Sandy's house. So it may not have come from the hat. But either way, that's not a good thing to do. No. Steal a hat and then burn it.
And I mean, to your point, you know, hang on. I forgot what I was saying.
The hat? It could have been, okay, it could have been the thing in the hole. Hole in the wall? Could have attached to her.
Wall in the hole, in the hole, in the bog, in the bog, in the in the valley. Yo, sorry. And now it's a limerick. Oh, that's what it was. So even though it, like you said, it probably wasn't attached to the hat, just don't take it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't take, I just don't take it. But it's easy for us. Hindsight is 2020.
Right. Right.
It's easy for us to sit here and say, well, we wouldn't have done that or I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
Like, yeah, you don't
you
really
can
know.
Never know what you're going to do until you're in a situation like that. That's and right. She took it for her sons. I mean, of course, she probably is like, my kids would love this. You know, I'm going to bring it for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I see both sides of the story. Yeah. I see her saying, I want to bring it to my kids. But I also see, like, girl.
Yeah.
You got locked in a cell. Maybe don't take anything from it.
Yeah. Or maybe do like a little protection ritual before you leave so that you don't take anything home with you.
Yeah.
But she probably didn't know about that stuff. I didn't know about that stuff until a couple years ago. So.
Right. So can she stay? Can she go? Does she have to go? So Amy tells her that she needs.
Yeah. What? You mean her house?
Yeah, her house.
Because she's going to leave the prison.
She's going to move into the prison. She's got it. I mean, there's room there for her.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
So she has to bring out a medicine man or a medicine woman to come to her house and do a spiritual cleansing on her house. At the same time that this is happening, she needs to be in a hotel somewhere else. And a medicine man or medicine woman needs to perform a cleansing on her at the same exact time.
So she needs two medicine people.
Yes, two medicine people. Well, and once that happens, then she will be clear. Fingers crossed. She has, she did that. She was looking for people to do that, I believe. Or she did it.
And I think,
they said she did. And the activity has subsided. Yep. So Sandy is clear to go.
Yep. Yep.
So this was a good episode. It wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be, but I also watched it at 5 p.m. outside in the sunlight. So that probably had a big... A
little bit to do with it. Yeah, sure.
I bet if you hadn't told me that and I had watched it like last night at 9 p.m., I would have been texting you going, what the fuck did I pick? I'm not in charge of picking things ever again.
Yeah, maybe.
It was it was very interesting. I think it's interesting. I would imagine places like... mental institutions, prisons, stuff like that are very hard for mediums to be in.
Anybody who's sensitive, because remember when we interviewed Tracy, the client Tracy from, I can't remember
how could I forget? They made her think, or she thought it was her fault that her dog died. It's not Tracy.
It's not Tracy.
You're amazing. I love you.
And she literally after we talked to her, she had to go to the hospital, mm-hmm. and she and I were texting, and she was like, "I'm really scared to go because I know I'm going to see, I don't know who I'm going to see there. I know I'm going to see a lot of people, and I don't want to, you know." And yeah. she was really scared about that. She did okay, and she recovered from whatever she had. But I haven't talked to her in a long time. I don't know what she's like. Tracy, if you're listening,
Tracy,
check in.
Shoot, hit us up.
Because I sent her a couple messages and she didn't answer me. I hope she's okay.
I hope you're okay, Tracy. We love you.
Yeah.
So that was a good episode. I liked it. It wasn't my favorite, mm-hmm. but it wasn't a terrible one. I've seen much worse, like people who do kitchen magic.
Hey, that was not a bad episode. We got a lot of mileage out of that one.
We got a lot of dirt from her. Hi, my name's Megan. Have you read my dad's book about my possession back when I was 6 years old? I have 47 copies on the table.
I can sign them for you.
I can sign them for you. I won't be possessed, though, because that's gone. Even though it might be, even though I do kitchen magic, but it's not my handwriting.
Yep, I didn't write that.
But
I also pass out all the time and fall down the stairs and whatever. Whatever, she was a piece of work.
She had a lot going on.
She did. That's Brittany from Isolated, the second to last episode of the entire show, if you're wondering what we're talking about. Yes. She's going to be on our bingo card. So
bingo cards. Bow, bow.
I think she's on every week's bingo card because we talk about her so damn much.
She has to be.
Yeah.
We need to redo that episode.
Yeah, we do. We should. Okay. So there you go. There's the recap. Hope you enjoyed it.
There's the recap.
There it is.
There she blows.
And
yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah. And next week, we're going to be talking with Beverly McChesney again.
Beverly!
We love her.
She's the one that told us that we have been in multiple past
17
lives together.
Lifetimes together. Yep.
I have been in 300 lives.
Yeah, 300 something. And mine's like 280 something.
Yeah, you're close to me.
Yeah.
But I'm winning.
Yeah, you are. Of course.
But she's so sweet. She is just this delightful. I just love her. I'm very excited to see her again.
I am too. She's great. We like her a lot.
So tune in because she's
That'll be
great.
Cool. Yep.
Have we said she's great?
She's great. If you didn't know that.
Word on the street. She's great.
She's great. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
It's time for Research and Rabbit Holes, where the facts get weirder and the ghosts get louder. Okay. So this is what I found about this episode. First of all, I looked up the riot, mm-hmm. and I did find a Wikipedia page all about the riot, and I will post the link to that in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And then I was curious about the movies that had been filmed there, because I did see something that said that what they call the old main is what they call the biggest part.
Yeah.
Like the main,
really
I guess,
quick
part.
How much of what was in the Wikipedia page was in the episode? Like, was it accurate?
I didn't read everything about the riot.
Got it.
I just looked at
understandable
that. Understandable. Yeah, because I really didn't want
great.
To.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's pretty accurate.
Okay.
I think so. The Old Main closed mm-hmm. in 1998 and is now used for tours and film sets.
Got it.
And I did find a page that has tons of pictures and the floor plans and everything. So if you want to look at that, that's
so it closed as a prison in 1998?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. I assume that's what that means.
That's really soon. Like recently.
I know. Recent. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really feel like it because it's already 2025. So it's already,
Well, to me, 1998 is like 10 years ago.
I know. I know. The 90s and is still new.
I refuse to admit anything else. So don't come. I will die on this hill. The 80s is 20 years ago and the 90s are 10 years ago. And you shut up.
Yeah. The 80s. I just recently was able to come to terms with the fact that the 80s songs were oldies. Because to me, oldies
are like
late
the 60s,
early 70s. Yes. Yeah.
And now I listen to like Jack FM and they're playing songs from my childhood. And they're like, on your own. And I'm like, you fuck right off, Jack FM. Oldies are the Beatles and nothing else. So shut up. And then they're like, and here's some Green Day. And I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, I did like, I love the music from the 80s and the 90s.
Well, 90s great. For sure.
Yeah.
60s, 100%.
Yeah.
70s,
I like I like the mellow soft rock 70s.
Like,
I love
give
it.
Me
yacht
a good
rock.
Like, oh, yacht rock. Yeah. Give me like Three Dog Night. I'll take a good Three Dog Night. I love
Oh, my
them.
Dad loved for Three Dog Night.
Oh, I love Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
Solid. Yeah. When I was, okay, really, I'm sorry. I'm just derailing this whole thing. But when I was in college, I had the iPod Shuffle, which is like an old sentence to say. And I had Three Dog Night's Greatest Hits on it. And so I would just bebop down the street because I would walk to class just with my iPod Shuffle, just bebop into Shambhala.
Nice. So
if you haven't heard of Three Dog Night, look them up. They're great.
Yeah, they are great.
They say Jeremiah was a bullfrog, that song that everybody knows.
Yep.
Anyways, I'm sorry.
One.
Continue.
Anyway,
1998.
So, So then there is also a documentary series about the riot from 1988 called Shakedown in Santa Fe. And it says, this is the synopsis, examines the state pen 1980 riot, which left 33 inmates dead and 12 guards beaten, stabbed, and sodomized. Since that time, two guards and 12 inmates have been killed and four wardens have run the institution.
In 8 years?
So that place is...
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's bad. Four wardens in 8 years.
Yeah.
Ooh, in the words of my grandma, oof de mai.
Oof de mai. Oh, God, we still need to put that on a t-shirt. I tried to find this movie streaming. I could not accept that it is on YouTube. So
the documentary?
The documentary. Okay. So I'll put the link to that in the show notes.
And what's it called again?
IMD. It's called Shakedown in Santa Fe.
Oh.
And then also, I was looking at other movies that were filmed here because I was trying to find the movie that
Sandy was in.
What's Her Toes? Yeah, Sandy was in. So so I found the only one I recognize is The Longest Yard, which is from 2005.
With Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what it is? I think it's Adam Sandler.
I didn't look that harder. Yes, it is.
Yeah, because he played a football guy who got expelled or whatever you do from football with for being angry.
For being angry.
I started to watch it and it was really stupid, so I stopped watching it. In my opinion, I'm sure it's a great movie, and if you
somebody
like the
probably
movie,
likes it.
That's great. It just wasn't my cup of tea.
Sure. And then there was another one called Felon, and it looks like. Oh, I'm looking at the picture, like the poster from it. It's too little. I can't read it. It's from 2008. And then, and God Created Woman.
Oh, also was Kevin Sorbo in that? Because that sounds like a Kevin Sorbo movie.
It kind of does. No, it looks like it's from 1988.
Oh.
It looks like a dumb 80s movie.
Well, no, that's wrong. I should say a Kevin Sorbo movie would be like, God created man and then woman must be subservient because that's the only reason a woman should exist.
Yeah, it would
that's
be. And God
Kevin
created
Sorbo
woman
movie.
For man is what
right,
that would be. Yeah.
Right. And everybody is going to hell except for Christians.
Yeah.
That's the subtitle. Like it's the title and then the subtitle, you know?
Yeah. By the way, talk about derailing, but I loved that TikTok you sent me with a guy talking about how Kevin Sorbo and Scott Baio are no longer going to be accepting roles in Hollywood movies. And one comment was my favorite. She's like, I just would like to announce that I also will not be taking any film roles in Hollywood. And for the same reasons, I am not asked to be in any.
Yes. Like Kevin and Scott. You have not been relevant in 40 years. When did Hercules end? Because that's the last time Kevin Sorbo was relevant in.
Exactly.
He had Andromeda for a split second, but.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Okay, Kevin. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. No. What will we do?
Anyway, so I did find Sandy. Her name is Sandy K. Shelby. And she does have an IMDb, I think. But I found her like on Google, like a Google overview. She was in one episode of Better Call Saul.
Oh, okay.
And she was in a bunch of stuff, but like small parts, I think. And the movie that she's talking about was called Terrible Angels.
Uh-huh.
And she played prisoner number one.
Sure. Number one. Good job,
number
Sandy.
One. Yep. She probably even had a line.
Oh,
if she was number one, she probably
she
had
might
a
have.
Line. Yeah.
Good job, Sandy.
Yeah.
Way to go.
So I found the IMDb for that film, and you can watch it on Tubi.
Oh, sure. What's
so
it
with
about?
Commercials. You know, let me see. I didn't dig into it too much because I would just read the Rotten Tomatoes and all that, and they were like, "This, I'm never getting this part of my life back." Detective
Oof.
Ben, Detective Ben Nolan is sent to investigate the story of a convicted prostitute and known drug dealer, Linda Grossell.
Oh,
Linda
sure.
explains that she was
sure.
kidnapped and held captive for weeks.
No.
Yeah. As the investigation unfolds, Linda's sanity is put into question, leaving Ben to decide whether to go on with the investigation or leave Linda to the fate of the prison system.
Oh, so she's in the prison. So he's trying
she's
to free her.
Prison. Yes.
I bet they fall in love.
Ugh, gross.
Ew, romance?
Ew.
I'm Blech. Sorry. Gross.
Yeah. And the only name I know of the people that are in this movie is Michael Madsen. Do you know who he is?
Why does that name sound... Wait, don't say anything. Why does that name sound familiar?
You would recognize him if you saw him. He's kind of a train wreck.
He just died.
Yes, he died not
too
long ago.
Yes, he was in Kill Bill.
Okay, yeah.
That's who... Yes,
and his sister is Virginia Madsen.
I don't know who that is.
Oh. So she's my doppelganger movie star. When I was young growing up, everyone told me I look like her.
Nice. I had people tell me I look like a female Pauly Shore. So yours is nicer.
Mine's better. Although, because she is real cute. But I was also told that I look like Leif Garrett. Do you
know
who he is?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, he was a quote-unquote actor, singer in the late 70s, early 80s. He was a train wreck also.
Cool. I mean, yeah, most people were in the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you did in the 70s and 80s,
yeah,
from
much.
What I've heard. I was five in the
pretty
80s,
much, yeah.
So.
I didn't. I mean, I think I smoked pot once or twice, but.
The best
thing
in the
world. And I drank,
world.
Of course, because everybody did, but.
Oh, my God. The best day of my life was when pot became legal in Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm including my wedding and birth of my child in that. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
This is kind of off topic, but I don't have to keep it.
We never do that. Thank you for warning the listeners because they would not understand what was happening. So
I just heard something. I don't remember if it was, I watched it in the middle of the night because of course I woke up at like 3 and I was bored. But I don't remember what it was, but they were saying that in like a city, they were talking about a specific thing. And I think it was a podcast I was listening to. And they were talking about a specific city where in the city and the state, pot is legal.
Mm-hmm.
But when the federal government comes in, they can arrest you for it because it is illegal federally. Which is fucking bullshit, if you ask me.
It is bullshit.
It's ridiculous.
And
if you're going to tell the states, we are not going to oversee you, you do whatever the hell you want, then the states should be able to do whatever the hell they want without the government saying, or the federal government saying, no, you're going to prison now. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, yeah, everything our government does is kind of bullshit.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Well, that's all I got. I just looked up Sandy and the prison because I wanted to see what was going down with those two. So
every time we say Sandy, it makes me think of Grease.
Oh,
and Danny
Sandy and Danny.
Danny Zuko.
Yeah. I love Grease.
I was obsessed with that movie.
So was I.
I kept renting it from the library on a VHS, which kids, if you don't know what that is, you need a VCR. And it's
video cassette recorder.
Big and they're thick and they make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And you can never get the clock to tell the right time. It always blinks 12.
12, yeah. So, and you have to rewind it before you send it back. Otherwise, you get charged extra.
That's where the phrase Be Kind Rewind came from. And sold all of these really cool video cassette rewinders.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them look like race cars. And you put it in and you push it down and
I
it rewinded
that.
It for you. So you could start your next movie. So you wouldn't have to wait because it takes a while to rewind a VHS.
It did. It did take a while.
It is not, especially, and then if you had movies like Titanic, it was two VHSs.
Oh, good Lord. Oh,
and
yeah,
then you had an intermission and Gone with the Wind. You had an intermission and it would play intermission. I forgot what I was talking about. But
I don't know. We just mentioned VHS and
Grease.
That's what happened. Grease.
So I would watch it so much that my mom bought it for me for my birthday.
Oh.
And I got so excited.
That's nice. Yeah, I had the cassette, the VHS, and then I also had the album, which was
Oh,
a two
yeah.
album. It opened up and it had a little booklet inside and everything and
Wow.
pictures, and it was so cool.
That's fancy.
And yeah. And I knew all the dances
Of
because I
course.
went to the movie with a actual cassette recorder, like an old-timey recorder. It wasn't old-timey at the time. My cousin and I went, my cousin Lynn, the one that lives in Madrid now. She and I went and we recorded the whole movie so that I memorized the entire movie, knew all the songs before I got the album, and I watched very carefully and learned all the dances.
Yes,
So
hand
I
jive.
could redo the whole movie myself in my bedroom.
One woman show.
Yep, that's right. I played all the parts. Yep.
Who is your favorite?
Oh, Sandy. I
Yeah.
loved Olivia Newton-John. I already
Do
loved her
that's
before.
true. I mean,
So,
she gets physical.
yeah, she does.
It took me so long, well longer than it should have, to understand what Lizzo meant when she said, "I feel like a defective typewriter. I skipped a
Oh,
period."
yeah.
It, I
You
did
mean
not, I
Rizzo,
didn't, yeah, Rizzo, not Lizzo,
though.
Rizzo.
Yeah.
Lizzo's a singer.
Yeah, that's
It took
different.
way longer to, because I'm
Well,
like,
you
what
were
does that
little when
even
that came out.
mean?
I was even young when it came out.
Yeah.
So you were way young when it came out.
I don't even
Yeah.
know if I was around when it came out, to be completely honest. I don't know what year it came out
It
in.
came out in 78.
Oh, so no, I was not.
Yeah, you weren't around.
I was minus six.
Yeah. But I often repeat one of Rizzo's lines as well, which is when I'm trying to get, especially when the dogs are in my way and I'm trying to get through and I am telling them to move, I say,
Can I
coming
wait?
through.
Lady with a baby?
Yep, coming
La
through, lady with a
lady with a
baby.
baby.
Yep. Actually, that wasn't Lizzo's.
That
I
was
was doing it. That wasn't Rizzo's line. That was, I think, Marty.
yeah, Marty, not Frenchie Marty. Yep, it
Yeah.
was Marty.
Yeah.
And then she gets mad, and then she tells everybody, and by the time Lizzo gets to Kinnicky, he knows, and she's like, "Good news travels fast."
Oh my God. You have to come over and we can watch that movie.
A hickey from
That would be so
Kinnicky's
much
like a
fun.
Hallmark card. We
Yeah,
only
when you
care to send
care
the
to
very
send the very
best.
best. Oh my God. Okay, so
That
I
is
guess
such a
this
good
is
movie.
rabbit holes. We really did stick up to the name here.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
did the research and you helped me with the rabbit holes.
yep, I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah, it
That's what
works.
it says in my LinkedIn.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So
Preach.
we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it. That's all we
That's
got for you
all.
guys.
That's all we got.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network. This is just a disclaimer and sort of warning about this podcast. The Activity Continues podcast is in no way affiliated with the Dead Files, its production company, or any of its distributors. We are simply fans that love the show and love to talk about it and dissect it and, yes, make fun of it. But we do love it. And all of the opinions expressed herein are ours alone and have nothing to do with the Dead Files or any of its cast, crew, production, or distributors. And we swear. Enjoy.